if you could find brand new worlds right here on Earth, where anything is possible? Same planet, different dimension.
I found the gateway.
The Rewatch Podcast presents The Sliders Rewatch, dedicated to the series Sliders on Fox and Sci-Fi Channel. Join us each week as we continue crossing the Einstein-Rosen-Podolsky Bridge and find ourselves in strange new worlds. Email your thoughts on each episode to the Rewatch Podcast at gmail.com. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/rewatchpodcast or on Twitter at rewatchpod.
And welcome to the Rewatch Podcast and our Sliders Rewatch. My name is Corey.
And I'm Tom.
So we're here. This is our episode zero for the Sliders Rewatch. And we're pretty much here to introduce ourselves and let you know what we hope to do throughout each episode of the Sliders Rewatch.
Exactly. We figured, you know, start off with a little bit about us. You know, we will get into the actual episodes very soon, in the next episode, in fact. But for now, we just want to let you know, who are we? Who are these two guys that are, you know, chattering in your eardrum? So that's where we're going to start today.
Thank you for joining us. And as Tom was just saying, we're going to discuss episodes of Sliders throughout each episode of the podcast. Two episodes per episode of the podcast, actually. I guess we should probably just start with, like, our history within podcasts and podcasting in general. So did you want to go first, Tom?
Sure thing. I've never done a podcast quite like this where I'm talking to people listening. I've been a part of podcasts, but it's always been as an actor. I've done audio dramas online. So I played a part in there, recorded my lines, sent them off to someone. They mixed them together. And then we had a little audio drama on the podcast. But it was never anything where, like, I was reviewing things and talking as myself. That's the only experience I've had, actually, since 2005. I did it for about 5 years, I think it was, just various audio drama podcasts. And I also want to mention that I owe a lot to the Sliders cast. I don't know if you guys listen to the Sliders cast, and if you're not, you should, because there's not a ton of Sliders content out there, but there's two guys, Jim and Mr. Stargate, who are doing this Sliders podcast, Sliders cast. They've been doing it for over a year now, and it's started a little rough by my own admission. I was not very kind to them, but over the course of the year, I stuck with them and they became an amazing show. I listen to it whenever they come out. It's a great show. You should definitely check it out. The Sliders, it's called The Sliders Cast. So check that out. If not for that podcast coming out, I'm not sure that I would even be on this podcast here. So I am very appreciative for their podcast and for being here on the Sliders Rewatch podcast.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The two of us got teamed up via Twitter. Actually, I had put out that I was looking for a new co-host. I was kind of ready to give up on the whole thing when our friend and friend of the show at Open Idri tagged a whole bunch of people. And so that's kind of how you and I met.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. We're ready to talk about Sliders and get going on it. I've got a fair bit of experience within the review or show or film discussion subgenre of podcasting, I guess. I actually host two shows over at Golden Spiral Media. That is a Triple Cast, which is a film podcast. And I also host 12 Monkeys Uncaged, which was an episode by episode discussion of the sci-fi show 12 Monkeys. I also co-host on shows for Orphan Black. Our show is called The C Word, and Doctor Who. The show is called The Pod Doctors. So, you know, I've been podcasting for about 3 years now, and I really like the idea of getting into one of my old favorite shows, and definitely the one that sticks out to me is Sliders. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to getting into every season of Sliders, and maybe not every episode, but we'll get there when we get there.
Right, definitely. So how did you get involved with Sliders? What was your first exposure to Sliders?
Well, I started watching it from the beginning, back in 95 when it was
first
airing.
That's what I did too.
Yeah, yep. I was 95. I would have been 12 years old.
Oh man, I'm so old.
And it's really just one of the first shows that really got me into sci-fi. You know, I was kind of just always too young for, say, like Star Trek Revolution that happened with TNG when that came out. So, yeah, Sliders came at that key point in my life where it's the first show that was like sci-fi based that I had to watch every week. I had to sit down and see it every week when it was on.
Right. I had been into sci-fi for a long time. When this came out in 95, I think I was 20. I was in college and yeah, I was a hardcore TNG fan, starting to get into the original series as well because of that. And my mother actually told me the one day, she said, "Hey, there's a show that's supposed to come on tonight. You might want to check it out." I guess she had seen like, you know, a preview on the TV for it. So I was like, "All right, I'll check it out." And I started watching it and immediately just fell in love with it because I've always been a fan of the Star Trek episodes that dealt with like time travel and like, you know, when they went to the mirror universe and all that. It was always very intriguing to me. Love those episodes. So this show, naturally, when I saw, oh, it's other universes or other dimensions, it's like, this is awesome. This is really, really cool. And immediately became a fan and yeah, watched it every week when it was on. It was a very big fan right away.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, I love, you know, a good time travel story. It's kind of like, that's what I gravitate to when it comes to sci-fi. But if it's not time travel, then alternate dimensions is another one of those things that just really gets me excited. I love when people can come up with a new original way to sort of portray the alternate universe theory.
Yep, exactly.
So yeah, so Sliders is definitely key for that because they do it every episode. Every episode had to be a new world and a new twist on what the world could be because of how certain events play out.
All right, so when we discuss the episodes, we're going to do it the way, quote, God intended. We're going to be doing it in filming order and not in the way that the Devil Fox decided it should be shown on air. So the filming order is how we're going to do it, which is the best way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like watching the series anew because you're going back and you're seeing it the way that it was intended to be structured rather than the way Fox comes along and says, well, these episodes are a bit stronger, so we'll put them first to draw people in, so on and so forth. A practice they still do to this day.
And see, that's crazy. I can't imagine that because when I first saw this show, I had no idea about, you know, production order versus airing order. I mean, I watched a lot of, you know, TV shows, but I had no idea about that whole part of it. And I think the first thing that I ever saw that I realized had to be shown in order was the TV show Lost, because there was so much there that I'm glad that ABC went with the actual production order. Because if you did not show that in order, I don't know how you would ever understand any of it. And then when I found out about Sliders being shown out of order, I was like, really? They did that? I don't understand the thinking. I mean, I understand, you know, oh, we want to put these strong episodes first, but I don't know. For me, it's like the story is more important. You know, people will latch onto it if the story is good. And then proof of that is Lost. People stuck with that for a long time because it was such a deep, intricate story, and you had to watch it in order to really understand everything.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. And I think with Sliders, being at the time it came out, was probably about the time when when television series started to evolve to that point where it's like they want to tell an overarching story, and it's not necessarily just an episode of the week. Like, you know, even, say, TNG, which was, what, about 6 years earlier when that started, the late 80s?
Yeah, it was late 80s.
They still kind of kept that episode of the week structure. It wasn't too overarching, a little bit.
Right.
But Sliders was, they really wanted to try and keep an overarching story, but they still kind of had that episode of the week, or world of the week, as it were, structure. So you can see when you watch it how it does feel a little disjointed here and there. And going back and watching it in the filming order, I'm hoping will reveal maybe an extra element to the show that might have been lost by having it mixed up the way it was. So, that, you know, looking forward to that. And like I said, it's like watching it anew. Another point I wanted to make is that if you're going to be watching the show on Netflix, for some reason, in season one, there are two episodes that just aren't available there. And they are the episodes titled Last Days and The Week of Sex.
I did find those if you have Hulu Plus. They are on Hulu Plus. So if you have that subscription, I think that's, you know, like $8 a month, just like Netflix. You could find those episodes on there. I looked on YouTube and I couldn't find those two episodes. I found a couple other episodes on YouTube, but not those two particular ones. I'm sure that you can use your Google skills to find those episodes if you really wanted to, if you know what I'm talking about.
You can easily just go and buy the box set or something like that. It might be a little bit more expensive, but I actually have every season bar season 5 on DVD
box set. I think I have seasons 1, 2, and 3, what I have.
Yeah, just a heads up, if you're a Netflix user, you don't have anything else, those two episodes aren't on there.
You might want to try your local library. I don't know about how it is, you know, around the world. I mean, I'm in Phoenix, so we have some pretty big libraries out there, and they have a lot of DVDs that you can borrow from the library, of course, for free. So you might want to check your local library and see if they have the episodes, the DVDs there. It's a possibility.
That's a good tip. I never even think of the library anymore. In the world mm-hmm. of Kindles and ebooks,
there's a ton of stuff there, and yeah, they have you can actually do ebooks now. They have comic books and graphic novels at my library here, which is great. I can catch up on a lot of stuff that way.
Yeah, good call. Okay, so lastly on our list, we do want to let you know that we have a feedback section of the show where we encourage you guys to send in emails or feel free to record your own voice, send us an audio clip, and let us know your thoughts on each episode that we're talking about as well. We're calling this our Messages from Earth Prime segment. So, if you want to come along, get involved, we'll be giving out our contact information in just a little bit. And it'd be great to have any of you listeners out there getting involved in the episode discussion and sharing the love of Sliders.
Okay, so next week we'll be starting, of course, with the pilot, parts 1 and 2, originally aired March 22nd, 1995. Following that, we'll continue with season 1. It'll be Summer of Love and Prince of Wales, and then Fever and Last Days, The Weaker Sex and Eggheads, then finally The King is Back and Luck of the Draw.
And then, of course, we will roll into season 2 after that and beyond. I guess we should probably give out our contact information.
Okay. You can keep up with listener interaction by liking our Facebook page at facebook.com/rewatchpodcast and follow the show on Twitter at rewatchpod. Also, if you've enjoyed the show, please consider giving us a rate and a review on iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes reviews are very important to the show to sort of get us up on search results. The more positive reviews we have, the higher up on that list we will be. It's still early days now, so don't feel obligated to rate and review us just yet. But, you know, if you're going to be with us, and we hope you enjoy the show, rating and reviewing on iTunes is the best thing that you guys can do for us. So Tom and I will be back next week with our discussion of the pilot parts 1 and 2. So remember, you can send us feedback on each episode of Sliders by typing it out an email or sending a voice recording to therewatchpodcast@gmail.com. Very easy indeed. All right, so I am so hyped to get into talking about Sliders with you, Tom.
Yep, me too.
So until next time, I'm ready for a spin around the multiverse.
We got a slide.
The Rewatch Podcast is not associated with NBC Universal, St. Clair Entertainment, Fox, or Sci-Fi Channel. The use of any and all copyrighted material is only for parody, news analysis, critique, or educational purposes, as provided in United States Code Title 17, aka Fair Use. Music provided by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Copyright 2015, The Rewatch Podcast.